Good morning. Let's, Be'ezus Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moria of David C. Ben Rav Yosef. And today's daf is daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. Now, we just left off on the very bottom of Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, and we were discussing the question of tefillah b'zmana mitzvah or tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. This discussion of tefillah b'zmana mitzvah or tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. Question is, if you're chayev to dip in a mikvah, do you have to go to the mikvah at that very moment, or can you delay it? So the Gemara seemed to indicate Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, and Chachamim say tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. Since Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, so you have to go search for a covering. If you have the name of Hashem on your body, so and you go to the mikvah, so you have to look around and search for a covering, because you can't go to the mikveh with that Shem Hashem on your body, because you're not allowed to be naked in front of the Shem Hashem. And Chacham say tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah. So, I'm sorry, so Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to search for the covering. And Chacham say you do have to search for a covering, even if it'll take you a little time, it'll delay the tefillah. You can delay the tefillah. And Rabbi Yossi holds that since there's a mitzvah to dip in the right time, you shouldn't go looking around for a gemi, for like a piece of cloth to cover it over. You could just cover it over with your hand, and that's good enough. Asks the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Yossi tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that you have to go to the mikveh at the right time? V'atanya azov v'azov v'hamitzor v'hamitzoras bol nidu t'memes tefillah son b'yom. So Tanakama says all these people, zav, zava, mitzora, mitzoras, someone has relations with the nida, someone's t'memes. So they have to do tefillah dafka during the day. Day number 7 is when they do go to the mikvah. So therefore, even if Yom Kippur falls out on day 7, they would go to the mikvah even on Yom Kippur. Nida, the Yoledes, tefillas and balayla. They go to the mikvah at night, and therefore it would be even the night of Yom Kippur. Balkeri, right? Ezra made a takana that Balkeri has to go to the mikvah to learn Torah. Balkeri, tova v'holich kol ayom kulo. All day long, and therefore he would also go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Min ha-mincha u'lamala, if a person sees is a balkeri on Yom Kippur, from mincha and onward, eino tzarech litbol, you don't have to dip on Yom Kippur. You could wait till motzei Yom Kippur. So you see, he holds tefillah b'zman as lav mitzvah. You don't have to do it right away. Answer the Gemara. That's a different Rabbi Yossi. Hahi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hudahi. To Amar, daya tefillah b'achrona. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, by a case of a woman who gives birth, and she doesn't know whether it's a boy or a girl, and she's not sure when exactly the baby was born, so she just waits till the latest possible time and goes to the mikvah. So since she can wait to the latest possible time, you see the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah, but Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So it's not a contradiction. Fine. Let's begin the new Mishnah, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Nachri Os. So we're going to learn some of the laws here of telling a guy. We're going to learn some of the laws of Amira La'akum. So we know People think, oh, a guy, you can tell him to do whatever you want on Shabbos. No. There's an Isser of Amir al-Akam. You're not allowed to tell the guy to do a malacha on Shabbos. That's this Mishnah. Let's take a look. Says the Mishnah, Nachri Shaba l'chabos. So let's say a non-Jew is passing your house on Shabbos and he sees that your house is burning. So, Ein omrim lo kabei ve'al techabeh. So you're not allowed to tell the guy to go extinguish the fire, but you also don't have to tell him not to extinguish the fire. Because, you know, you don't have to worry if a guy is going to be Mechal Shabbos. He's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. His rest is not your obligation. Aval katan shebal lechabos, but if a kid under bar mitzvah comes to extinguish the flame, ain shomen lo. You do not allow him to extinguish it. You have to stop him. Because the gedolim have an obligation to make sure that the katanim don't extinguish. Now, again, in this case of extinguishing the fire, is the person going to be doing this a daraisa or this a darabanan? Well, let's remember, gentlemen, let's remember that extinguishing a fire in a case where you don't need the coal that's being caused, it's a malacha she'en atzricha l'gufa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a nisa daraisa, but according to Rabbi Shimon, it's pater aval aser. So comes along Taisvis in the Ramaschel ein omim lo kabei, afilu b'yisur d'rabban amir l'nach rishvos. Tosis is famous shita throughout Shas. Tosis holds that you're not even allowed to tell a guy to do a nisa d'rabbanan. What is permissible? You're allowed to tell a guy to do a nisa d'rabbanan b'moko mitzvah. Shvus to shvus b'moko mitzvah. It's a double d'rabbanan b'moko mitzvah is permitted. So let's say the guy is in charge of the shul and the lights are off in the shul. So are you allowed to tell a guy to turn on the lights in the shul? So if it's a mitzvah on Shabbos morning, they're not going to be able to daven without it. So then shvus to shvus b'moko mitzvah is okay. But Taisa says, in this case, just to tell a guy to extinguish a fire, even if it's like Rabbi Shimon, the Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufas Pater Avalasar, so it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan, so it's still usher to tell the guy to extinguish the fire, because it's usher to tell a guy to do a Nisa D'Rabbanan. The only time it's mutter to tell a guy to do a Nisa D'Rabbanan is for a mitzvah. Shvus to shvus b'moko mitzvah is okay. So says Tosus. So let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ami, Bidaleka Hitiru Lomar Kala Machabe Ino Mafsid. In a case where your house is burning, you're not allowed to tell the guy, go extinguish. You're not even allowed to say, whoever hears my words, go extinguish. But you are allowed to say, anybody who would extinguish this fire, I would be very happy. You're allowed to say a lashon like that. Anyone who would extinguish this fire, I would be very happy. Kol ha-mechabe inu mafsid. Says the Gemara, Neima Messiah le. Let us say that there's a proof in the Mishnah. Nachri sheba lechabos ein omen lo kabe v'al t'chabe m'nei she'en shvius haso aleihen. Kabe udol amrin le. You're not allowed to tell him to extinguish. Ha-kol ha-mechabe inu mafsid amrin le. But you see, you're allowed to say, oh, whoever would extinguish this fire, I would be okay with it. Sounds like you're allowed to say that. Says the Gemara, wait a second. But look at the end of the Mishnah. You have the opposite implication. You don't have to tell him, don't extinguish, but that sounds like kolam achabe inu mafsid. But you're not allowed to say, oh, but if you do it, it's okay. So the Gemara says, you're right, from the Mishnah we have no raya either way. You have no proof either way. Tanu rabbanu. So the Gemara tries to tell a story from a maisa that happened. Maisa v'nafad lega b'chatzero shel Yosef ben Simai. B'shichin. A story happened that a fire broke out in the house of Yossi ben Shimai in a place called Shichin. Ubo anshe gistera shel Tzipori l'chabos. So the goyim from Tzipori came to extinguish it. The fire department came to extinguish it. Mipnei shapuchapas shel melech haya. Because this guy Yosef used to work for the king. V'lohi nichon. Mipnei kavod ha-shabbos. Unbelievable. Yosef ben Shimai did not let the goyim put out the fire in his house. Because of the honor of Shabbos. Now, it's because of the honor of Shabbos, not because it was usher. He was machmir on himself because of the covet of Shabbos, that people shouldn't think that he told them to do it. So says the Marsha. Vinas alones, because he was so careful about the covet of Shabbos, a miracle happened. V'yardu gshamim, and it started raining. V'chibu, and the rain put out the fire. La'erev, shiger l'chol echad mehen, shtei slain, u'la'parkos sheba'en chamishims. That night after Shabbos, he sent gifts to each of the firemen, and to the fire chief he sent 50 slain. because to pay them for the fact that they wanted to, that they wanted to extinguish the fire on Shabbos. Ukeshishamu chachamim b'davar, when the rabbis heard about this, Amru lo hayatzar l'kach, he didn't have to do that. The Mishnah says before us that if a guy wants to put out the fire, you don't have to tell him not to put out the fire. But if a katan comes to extinguish, you don't let the katan put out the fire because you have to make sure that the katan doesn't violate Shabbos. Shabbos mina. So we can see from this that if a katan is doing an avera, bezdin is mechuyev to tell the katan to stop doing it. Now again, the Gemara in Yevama says that by isurim derabbanan, you don't have to tell a katan to stop doing an isur derabbanan. So take a look at Tosis, Shema Mina. Look at the bottom Tosis, Shema Mina. So this must be going like Rabbi Yehuda says, Malach Hashem Tzrich L'gufa is Chayev. It's an Issa D'oraisa. That's why you have to be Mafresh Akata because it's an Issa D'oraisa. Oh, Kareb Shimon. Ukeshit Tzarech Lo'osu Kiboy. Or if you say like Rabbi Shimon, it's got to be a case where we're talking about that you need the kibbutz because you need the coals. You need the coals that are going to be created from this fire. So it's a malacha atzricha legufa because you need the coals. Kigon kibbutz, lasos pchamin. Debisura derabbanan, because if it's only nisa derabbanan, muchach beperek cherish, de'ein bezdim mitzuvan lafrisho. The Gemara says in Yevamos, by nisa derabbanan, you don't have to stop a katan from violating nisa derabbanan on Shabbos. Venire says Tosis further that we're talking about a katan shelo igia lechinuch, because if it's a katan shigia lechinuch, you're mechuyev to tell him to stop doing a sermon d'abanan, because you're mechuyev to be mechanechem if he's igia lechinuch. Koshkein detzarch lafrisha layasa avera. Fine. Back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Shamis mina katan ochan avails bezim mitzvun alav lafrisha. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, no. You have no proof. If the father's standing there, and the katan knows that it's good for the father, he's doing it for the father, it's as if the father commanded it. So the father has to stop. If the guy is doing it because he knows, the kavasag gabi nachri, the kavasag gabi nachri, the Yisrael. Mishari. Is it permissible to do it when the guy knows that the Yisrael wants him to do it? So how can we learn in the Mishnah that a Nachri, you don't have to tell him not to do it? Says the Gemara, Nachri l'dayte d'nav she'avid. Now a guy, usually when a guy does something, he's doing it for himself. He's doing it because, you know, he knows that you're going to give him a present afterwards. You'll get paid for it. So Nachri, we assume, is the daiti de nafshe. Therefore, you don't have to stop him from doing it because you could assume he's doing it for himself. But a katan, he's doing it for you, so you have to stop him. That's what the Gemara says. Let's see the next Mishnah. Kofin ka'ara al gabe aner b'shvil shalot techos b'kora. You are allowed to place an earthenware vessel on top of a candle that's burning so that the candle shouldn't burn down the house. It's getting too big. And you're allowed to place a vessel on top of excrement of a katan. We'll see what that means. So that the katan shouldn't play with it. You are allowed to put a bowl on top of a scorpion or a snake so it shouldn't bite you, even though you're trapping it. A story happened in front of Yochanan ben Zakkai in a town called Arav. A guy placed a bowl over a scorpion, and Rabbi Yochanan said, I think he might be chayav a chatas for that. So he seems to disagree. Are you allowed to trap a dangerous scorpion or a snake or a bee, are you allowed to trap a bee on Shabbos? Halacha l'maisa. If you're afraid it's going to bite you. So the Mishnah seems to say, Tanakhama says yes. Rabbi Yochanan says no. You're not allowed to. So we'll have to see what the conditions here. Now again, same story over here. Quote Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha she'ena tzrich l'guf is chayev. And therefore, if it's a sakonis nefashis, obviously that's mutter. The whole Torah doesn't apply. We're not talking about, the Gemara is going to say, we're not talking about sakonis nefashis. You're worried maybe it'll bite you, but not that you're allergic. If you get bitten by a bee, you're not going to die from it unless you're allergic. Let's say you know you're not allergic. So you're not going to die from it. It's not a sakonis nefashis. So malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa, Rabbi Yehuda says, chayef. And it's a machlok, it's Rabbi Shimon. So this Mishnah about whether or not you're allowed to trap the bee, Tanakam is Rabbi Shimon. The malach shein shikhal gufas pata avalasa, so b'makom tzai, they permitted it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda, malach shein shikhal gufas chayev. And therefore you're not allowed to trap the bee. The Gemara is going to say, well, the Bahag writes that that's what's going on in the Mishnah over here. And the Bahag writes, this is the Mishnah to the source, that Rabbi Yehuda says, Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf is Chayev. However, Tosfos says that the Mesoros is the different Mishnah, Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. Fine. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf is Pater, nevertheless, it's Asim Midrabanan. But here, it's Mutter because of the Sakana. And the Gra writes, Tanakamos Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf is Pater. And even though it's Aser Midrabanan, since there's a little Sakonis Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda's Malach Shein Tzrich L'Guf is Aser Minat Torah would be Aser to do it. Because there is no certain Sakana. Fine. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmi, Barav, Rav Chanan, Barav, Iklu, Lebei, Ovin, Demin, Nashikaya. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmi, Barav, Rav Chanan all went to the house of Ovin from the ear of Nashikaya. Le Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmi, Barav, Aisulu, Poryasa. So they brought them beds, but Le Rav Chanan, Barav, Lo Aisulu, they didn't bring him a bed. They made him sit on the floor. Ashkechei. So Rav Chanan found Ovin. He found Ovin Masni Leila Bray teaching his son the following halacha. Val tzoa shel katan mipnei katan. That you're allowed to cover over the tzoa of katan. Omar Leis, so Rav Chanan said to this Jew, Ovin. Oven shatya masni shtusa l'bnei. The fool Oven is teaching foolish teachings to his son. Why? Valo hiatz mamuchenis l'klavim. Apparently, dogs could eat feces. So it's not mukta. So why do you have to cover over a kli? Just take the feces and throw it in the garbage. V'chi teima delo chazile me'esmol. And if you'll tell me you think it's muktzah because the feces was just created today, Vatanya, Naharos Amoshkin and Mayanas Anovin, Harayin Karagli Kaladam. We learned the Mishnah that water that the river brings that before Shabbos was out of the Tchum, and on Shabbos is in the Tchum you're allowed to use. It's not muktzah. Because you expect it. So to over here, you expect the feces to come. So therefore, it's not muktzah. Vela Hechi Asne. So, Oven said, so what should have I said? It's in the Mishnah. Eima al tzoa shel tarnegolim mipnei katan. No, it means the excrement of a chicken that is not royal l'machal klavim, and that you would have to cover it over mipnei katan, so that the katan, when it says tzoa shel katan, it means tzoa shel tarnegolim mipnei katan, because you're afraid the katan's going to dirty himself. So you're allowed to cover it over. Says the Gemara, V'tepuk le'davi graf shel re'i. But don't we know there's halacha? Oh, here's a shaila. Are you allowed to take out the garbage on Shabbos? It's muktzah, the garbage. It's all disgusting. It's muktzah. How are you allowed to carry it? No, it's because of this halacha, the Gemara here. Graf shel rei. If there's a stinking, you have a stinking toilet bowl or something that you got to take out, the stuff that you went to the bathroom in. In the times of the Gemara, they didn't have running water. They had a bowl filled with your excrement. So you're allowed to carry that out. Even though it's muktzah, for the covet of Shabbos, the rabbis permitted you to take it out of your house so your house shouldn't stink. So therefore, you're allowed to take out the smelly garbage on Shabbos also. And you tell me you're only allowed to carry it out because you're allowed to count the bowl. No. There was a case of a dead, I don't know if it was dead or alive, but a dead rat. They found it among the spices of Ravashi. Amalahu. Nakotu betsutsise vafkua. Carry it by its tail and get rid of it. It's a smelly rat among my spices. Get rid of it. They grabbed it by its tail. So you see, even the disgusting thing by itself, graf shel rei, you're allowed to remove it on Shabbos. Answer the Gemara, ba'ashpa. We're talking about a case where the excrement was already in the garbage. Says the Gemara, v'katan ba'ashpa my boile. What was the kid doing in the garbage? Answer the Gemara, b'chatzer. No, we're talking about where the chatzer was in the garbage was in the chatzer. Says the Gemara, chatzer nami graf sharehi. Why can't you remove it? Well, the Gemara answers, ba'ashpa shebechatzer. So the kid would, it was easy for the kid to get to it. So therefore, you're allowed to cover it over. But it was in the chatzer. So graf shel rei. So since it was in the garbage, they didn't permit you to carry it. But since it was in the chatzer, you're allowed to cover it over. Says the Gemara. Val akrav shelo tishach. Tanakama says you're allowed to cover over a scorpion that it shouldn't bite you. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, no, you're not allowed to. Amar Rishu ben Levi, call a mazikin nerogin b'Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, any animal that's potentially dangerous, you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. So according to this, call a mazikin, any animal that could kill a human being, you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. So, according to Rashi, take a look at Rashi, the Ramasal Neherogin. It's right in the middle of the page. Take a look at Rashi, Neherogin. Kol HaMazikin Neherogin Shabbos. Rashi, V'kasal Kedat HaFil Ein Ratzen Acharav, even if it's not running after you. Because they hold like Reb Shimon, Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, is only this a Drabanan. And by a case of a dangerous animal, the rabbis did not disagree. So it would sound like, let's say you're allergic to bees, so it could kill you. So you're like, kill a bee. Masiv Rav Yosef, even if it's not running after you, so it's not a sakana, still you could do machshein tzrich legufa. Tyson is going to say even lemaskana. We'll do it. Let's do a little bit more. First, before we see the Taisus, Beratz and Acharav. Oh, look at the top Taisus. Kol HaMazikin Neharogin B'Shabbos. Afagav Desnan B'Mastisin Val Acharav. It says it in the Mishnah. You're allowed to cover the thing over the scorpion. No, the Chiddush is not only can you cover it over, which is trapping, you can even kill it. You might think that's worse than trapping it. And that's why Rav Huna is going to disagree. Rav Huna says you can't kill it. Rav Huna says you could trap it, but you can't kill it. Oh, Amar Shimon Levi, kol hamazikin nerogin b'Shabbos. Masiv Rav Yosef, chamisha nerogin. No, only five things you're allowed to kill b'Shabbos. Brisa says ve'elein zavuv sheber tzaim tzira shebeninve scorpion akrav shebechadayev nocha sheber tzisrael. The snake, the kelev shaita, a rabid dog, b'chol makom. Money, Ilema Rabbi Yehuda, Hamavalach Shein Tzrich Lagufa Chayev Aleha. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, it shouldn't be mutter, even these five. It's Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa. So you should be Chayev. Ela Lav Rabbi Shimon. Ela, am I going to tell me the Bryce going to look Rabbi Shimon and says it's mutter? So why only these five? Vahani Udishari Achwini Lo. Rabbi Yirmiya. Uman name alon dahamitaretztahi. Who says this is a legit brisa? Dilma mishabeshtahi. Maybe this brisa is messed up. And the halachas like Rabbi Shimon Levi that it's mutter to kill all of them. Says the Gemara Rav Yosef. Anamastisala. I brought this brisa. Va'usivnala. And I asked the kasha from this brisa. Va'anamitaretztahi. I'm going to answer the brisa. Biratsu achra v'divrei akol. When Rabbi Shua ben Levi said you're allowed to kill any dangerous animal, it's only if the animal's running after you. If the animal's attacking you, then everyone holds, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold, that you are allowed to kill any of the things. Because Ratzu Achrov, that's dangerous. That's a sakonis nefashis. But the Brisa that says you're only allowed to kill these five, that's if they are not running after you. You're allowed to kill these five, like Rabbi Shimon, who says Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa is only midrabbanan, and the Chachamim did not answer in these five things because they were so dangerous, even if they're not running after you. But Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to kill these five, since they're not running after you, you're not allowed to kill them. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis disagrees with this. That's the way Rashi learns the sugya. Tosis disagrees. Tosis says, even Lamaskana, the Brisa that Rabbi Yosef is, right, Rashi learns, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is talking about when they're running after you can kill any of them. Tosis read the Gemara differently. Rabbi Yosef, the Brisa, who said you're only allowed to kill five, that's if the five of them are running after you. And everyone agrees to that. Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree by these five if they're running after you. But other ones, it's usher, even if they're running after you, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Machlokas Rashi Tosas, how to read this Gemara. Let's continue. Tani Tana Kamei the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. The Tana taught in front of Rabbi Rav Huna. Hahorig Nechoshim V'Akrabim B'Shabbos. Ein Ruach Chassidu Nochimenu. Someone who kills snakes and scorpions on Shabbos, the rabbis are not happy with him. Omar Lei V'Osen Chassidim Ein Ruach Chassidu Nochimenu. Those righteous people are stupid. What do you mean? Don't kill them. They're dangerous. Upliga de Rav Huna. This argues on Rav Huna. De Rav Huna. Chazelu gavra de kakotel zibura. Rav Huna saw a certain guy killing a scorpion. Amalei. Shalam tinu lukulu. Did you kill all the scorpions in the world? Just because you kill one scorpion is not going to help the other million scorpions. So he held, if it's not attacking you, you're not allowed to just stop and kill a scorpion. So this is a machlokis in the Gemara. Whether or not you're allowed to just kill a scorpion. That's not running after you. If it's running after you, everyone agrees you can kill it. But if it's not running after you, that's a machlokas. How do we paskin about this? I didn't have a chance to look it up. Right, even Rav Huna agrees you're allowed to cover a kli over them. I believe that's the way you pass in Halacha Lamaisa. Right, Tosis writes, I think that trapping, right, killing it, that's a machlokas. So I'm not sure I don't think we pass in that you're allowed to kill a bee on Shabbos, but I believe we do pass in that if there's a bee, let's say even in your sukkah on Shabbos, you're allowed to put a cup over the bee on Shabbos and trap it because of this Gemara. On Yontif, we're even more lenient to trap the bees, but even on Shabbos, you're allowed to trap the bees. It's a Mishnah. You're allowed to trap to be on Shabbos. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Nizdam nulo nechashim v'akrabim. Person greets snakes and scorpions. Hargan. Biyadua shenizdam nulo lahargan. If you kill them, so clearly, mina shamayim, they wanted you to be zaychet to kill them. Lo hargan biyadua shenizdam nulo lahargan v'nasin l'neis mina shamayim. If you didn't kill them, you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending the snake against you because you sinned, but a miracle happened that he didn't kill you, that you didn't kill it. Amar Ula v'itema Rav Baruch Chanam Rav Yochanan b'nishofen bo. It's only if they're like trying to attack you and you get out of it, so then you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, pamachas nafal echad b'beis hamedrash. One time a snake fell into the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. V'amad noyusi echad. And a certain Jew from the town of Noyus, Vahargo, killed it. I'm a Rebbe. Pagabo kayotzebo. So Rebbe said, a man as bad as the snake was able to attack the snake. The man liked the snake, attacked him. Ibailu, now they asked the Shiloh, was he saying something nice about him or something not nice about him? Ibailu, pagabo kayotzebo, the shaper of it, it was a good thing? Oh, low, or it was bad that he did it. Tashma, to Rabbi Abba Berei, to Rabbi Chia Barava, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yasve Akila, they were sitting at the entrance room, Debei Rabbi Yana, Nafak Milsim and Binayu, and they taught this halacha. Bomanim Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yana, they asked the halacha of Rabbi Yana, Ma'olar Nechashak on Shabbos, are you allowed to kill them on Shabbos? Amar Lahu, Tzira, Ani Horig. So, a bug, a dangerous bug I kill, but Nachash V'akov Lo Kolshki. And a snake and a scorpion, which is even more dangerous, Kal V'chomer, you're allowed to kill them. So it was a good thing that this guy did by killing the snake. Says the Gemara, no, maybe there's no proof from there. Dilma Lefi Tumo. Maybe Rabbi Yane only permitted you to kill by accident. Meaning, what do you mean kill by accident? You happen to be walking, you see a snake, so you're allowed to step on it to kill it. The Amar Rav Yehuda Roke Darso Lefi Tumo. When it comes to spit, you're allowed to trample it, even though you might be like smoothing out the ground. So you're allowed to do it like innocently. Amar Rav Sheshes Nachash Darso Lefi Tumo. Amar Rav Katina Akrav Darso Lefi Tumo. So you're not allowed to go out of your way to kill it, but maybe if it just happens to be in front of you, you're allowed to kill it. So you have no proof from that case. Abba Bar Marta, Duhu Abba Bar Minyumi, Hava Maskebe, Deve, Reish Galusa, Zuze. So he owed money to the house of Reish Galusa. I see you, Vekometzarele, they brought him to the house of the Reish Galusa, and they were bothering him to give back the money. Hava Shadi Roka. Now there was spit on the ground, and it was Shabbos. Omar Lahu Reish Galusa, Aisumana Schifo Alayu. Bring a clean cover over the spit. Omar Lahu Lot Srichisa, you don't have to do that. Hakim Rabida Roke Darsal Fitumo. You are allowed to stamp the spit out into the ground as long as it's Shaloba Kavana. Omar Lahu Tsorba Mirabanu Shafku. So the Reish Galusa saw he was Taka Talmud Chacham. He knew the halachas. He said, he's a Talmud Chacham and he owes us money. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Don't pressure him to pay back the money. Why? Because the reason why he didn't pay, it was paying mas. It was paying taxes. And Abba Bar Marta held that since he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to pay taxes. The Gemara Baba Basra says the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to pay taxes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him. The Talmud Chacham can vote to defund the police. The Talmud Chacham is allowed to vote to defund the police because he doesn't need police protection, because Hashem protects him. So once the Reish Galusa saw that he was a Talmud Chacham, so he said, leave him alone. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. And thank you very much for joining this morning.